possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We've been talking a lot about Gen Z and how they are shaping the world we live in and the future of the world. And some of the things they do seem a little controversial. We talked about how Gen Z will pick up the phone and they don't say hello. They just wait for you to talk.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you're not sure if you got a person on the other end or what's going on. It's just silence and breathing.
That's transitioned to Gen Alpha. And because my kids, sometimes I'll call them and they don't say anything. And I'm like, hello? I'm like, yeah. Say hello so I know you're there.
Well, Gen Z is doing another phone thing that is interesting. Some experts say it could be good, but I see some problems with it. Apparently, Gen Z uses the Do Not Disturb button on their phones even during the day. More and more young people are using their phone's Do Not Disturb mode, not just at night, but during the day too, so they can set digital boundaries that go beyond setting your phone to vibrate or silent. God. And there's videos on TikTok that are tagged DND for Do Not Disturb or DND 24/7, and they're going viral with Gen Z sharing how peaceful and productive they've felt since they changed their notification settings.
Man, they cannot win. They're either in their phone too much and people are complaining, or they take a break from it and people are complaining.
You know, it's called just don't answer your phone.
Right.
You have to put it in Do Not Disturb.
I'm with you because I have a problem with that. Because we come in the studio, we're supposed to put it on Do Not Disturb.
I don't.
Okay, well, you guys make fun anytime I get a text if I don't put it on Do Not Disturb. So I try to keep it on Do Not Disturb, but then I forget when I leave. And so I miss important calls like doctor's office and stuff during the day because it's still on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, but your ringer is so loud. People in the neighboring state hear it.
Oh, please. It's a standard iPhone.
Bing!
It's just a ringer.
Well, that's better than that duck quack thing. Quack, 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 quack.
I like that. But as a result, I'm like, I don't see how you really function without having, like Cato said, you don't have to answer once you've seen who it is, but sometimes it's someone you need to answer.
I think it's such an addiction for some folks, though, that you really have to be intentional with your cell phone habits. Because
what do you mean?
It's like, you know what? Honestly, I'm surprised that babies aren't coming out with cell phones grafted into their hands.
That's just ridiculous.
Because it starts so early and they're so addicted. You know, we didn't have that luxury much growing up.
We were careful with our kids. We waited till they were two or three before they got a device.
Yeah, but think about how many times you think your phone's going off and it's actually not.
What do you mean?
Because you're so addicted to it. You get those phantom rings sometimes. You're like, oh, someone texts me, and you check, and there's nothing there.
I don't ever have that.
Oh, yeah. You feel like it's vibrating in your pocket. Yeah.
And I was telling you that we pick up our phones like over 100 times a day. And like, that's the average. You think about that. Now, well, Tom said he does it three because he doesn't take any breaks from putting his phone down.
Right. I mean, you think about it, though, it makes sense. You're connected to the world through your phone. Of course, you're going to check it regularly. You wouldn't know that Hulk Hogan had passed away if you didn't get that. You wouldn't know Ozzy Osbourne died. I found out about Ozzy from a group text. One of my friends posted Ozzy, and I'm like, wonder what that means. So I put Osbourne, And then someone else wrote dead. And I'm like, oh, my God, I better check my, you know, mail and my messages and my news.
But back in the day before cell phones, you didn't have to know that information.
Yes, you did. You just didn't know it. You were so out of touch.
Yeah, exactly. And it's okay to be out of touch.
You know, the first person I found out about online was Princess Diana. That was the first time in my life I learned something from social media before I learned it from radio or TV or news.
I feel like it'd be okay if we just go back to town crier. I'm tired of all the information constantly.
We kind of are the town criers.
4 o'clock and all is well.
Go about your day.
Except now it'd be like 4 o'clock and things are bad.
I had the whole town crier different because I would be out there going.
That's when you get the wish town crier.
Everything's so horrible right now.
I can't keep up with technology.
Well, I don't know how they survive in a world if they don't actually answer their phone whenever someone important calls or don't answer their text when it matters.
You don't have to.
No, when someone important calls.
No. You can favorite them and it will ring through the do not disturb. I have it for y'all because that time I overslept.
It doesn't say anything about that.
I have a friend, she puts her phone on do not disturb at night, but I know if I call 3 times, it'll go through. Yeah. So if I really need to get in touch with her, I'll just keep calling her until
it goes
through.
Is that a life hack? 3 times and it goes through?
It's 2 or 3 times and it'll go through. Is it 3?
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's worth knowing.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, y'all do not annoy people enough.
No.
Get with it.
We shouldn't have told Hawk this.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't answer his calls anyway.
Yeah, well, now you're going to get it ringing through.
Yeah. 3 times. I got your number.
I'll be like your son. I won't say a word.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, girls, I'm going to need your help this morning and kind of curious to know what you think about this. I got ways that guys can ask a woman out, and most likely she is going to go out with you. These are a little bit different than what I've seen before.
Okay.
So now this is one that I think Tom has kind of mentioned, a couple of these, matter of fact, because you always talk about confidence.
Okay, these aren't those bad pickup lines, are they?
No, not at all. Okay, good. Not at all. Okay, it's just a date, not open heart surgery. Don't be so serious. Make sure your voice doesn't sound anxious or jumpy. You want to sound relaxed and natural as possible when you ask her out.
Now, these things sound great on paper, but when you're doing it, you're nervous as crap.
You are.
And I thought of Matthew McConaughey, all right, all right, all right, you want to go on a date?
They say also you can rehearse it if you want to. If you're that kind of nervous type and you get nervous about those situations, just think about what you're going to say.
That's a good idea.
Now, the one thing they say, don't use the word date. So you don't want to say, hey, you want to go out on a date.
Yeah, that's true. You're just going to say, hey, you want to go get dinner.
It sounds very formal when you say date and old-fashioned and demanding. Instead, they say have a plan and suggest that she just join you. For example, I'll say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to the park. You want to come along?
Or, no, you know, that does not sound fun to me.
Why don't you join me? I'm going to come to the park. Won't you? Okay, then if she doesn't go then, here's another one. Hey, I'm going to go to Rick Irwin's by myself. Would you like to come? Because you upped the game right there. Like, oh, is she going to turn down Rick Irwin's? I don't think so.
We already said by yourself.
Yeah, that was a bad way to start because you made it sound like you wanted to go alone.
All right,
yeah.
Take that out. Take that out. Just say, hey, I'm going to go to Rick Irwin's. You want to join me? And all of a sudden then, hey, I'm going to go do some laundry tonight. You want to join me?
So I'm going to go back.
You can fold the towels.
You got some problems in this, but there is a good seed in there. I think the idea of making it sound like you're going to do something fun and do they want to join in the fun is excellent.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I got my wife. I was like, hey, I'm gonna go do this. You want to come? It's going to be a lot of fun. And so anyone wants to go along if things are going to be fun.
But when you use the word date sometimes, I think that makes it nervous.
Well, I agree with that. I agreed with you on that. And I also think when you mention laundry, that's a bad thing.
But the whole do you want to come, I don't know that that would register to me that it would be a date. I would just think like, oh, we're going to do this, whatever.
That's fine. It doesn't matter if she knows it's a date or not.
Yeah, it's like you're just connecting. What? You want to get connected is what you want to do, and you got to find out if we have stuff in common.
Yeah. She'll know it's a date when you get that kiss at the end of
that's
the night.
Right. That's right.
Or maybe not. That's the secret to getting a woman is to be fun. People like to be around people they have fun with. Yeah, that's why
Tom.
I'm so beloved.
Yes, look at him, man. You think, Tom, you're like, that's instant fun, man.
Oh, my. I was hoping he'd call me.
All right. Present an invitation and not a question. don't start by saying, would you like to, or how about, because they can wiggle their way out of that.
Well,
can
what
you?
What do you do then?
Instead, they say, let's grab coffee Thursday, 2 o'clock, Starbucks on Main Street. And doing this will not only show that you're chivalrous.
Well, or something.
Whatever
I mean, you're
it is.
Cold.
Yeah. But will demonstrate your leadership and confidence at the same time. And women like that leadership and confidence in a man.
I like how you said, don't let them wiggle their way out.
Yeah.
Like you're going to trap them.
Yeah.
And the
exactly.
woman's going to the date whether she likes it or not.
That's what dating is.
Yeah. Drag her into
it's
Starbucks.
Tricking them into it. That, yeah. You know, back in the caveman days, they would drag them by the hair. And now we got to be more subtle about it. Uh-huh. So we trick you.
Just throw a Starbucks out and bring it a little closer
right.
each time until she gets there next to you.
Next thing you know. She's married. She don't even know what happened.
Yeah. Like Tom said, you can't knock her out with a club and just drag her back to the cave.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said like caveman days.
I said drag her by the hair. I didn't say anything about knocking anyone out with a club.
That's what they do in the cartoons, though.
Then you've got problems. Yeah. I do like the let's grab something together. Mm-hmm. It does. It's not demanding, but it's still.
Okay. Let's grab it together.
Okay, Kata, that's you're dirty-minded. But let's grab a coffee, like Hawk said.
Or lunch. Or
something like that. It doesn't sound demanding, but it does kind of cut away from that, do you want to?
Mm-hmm.
You're not concerned whether she wants to or not. You're just trying to get her to do it.
I just realized maybe I did go on more dates than I thought, and I just didn't realize they were dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you agreed to go out, go do stuff with guys, that's a date to them.
Maybe I wasn't a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right. And we've got calls right now, people calling in and giving us some of their tips and advice here. Yeah. B93.7. Hello.
Yes. I want to add into the asking for a date thing.
Yeah.
So my husband messaged me the worst pickup line ever.
Okay.
And then asked me if I wanted to go watch a football game, and we're married 6 years October, and we have a 4-year-old.
What Aww. Was his pickup line that was so bad?
He asked if my phone was in my back pocket, because my booty be calling him.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, goodness.
And you married him.
That's awesome.
And I married him. So wow. I just wanted to say it does work.
Okay, bad pickup lines. We'll add that to the list.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks for calling and sharing that with us.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We've talked a lot about AI and how people are using it for a variety of different things. Some people are using it to cheat on job applications, cheat on school, writing essays, all kinds of stuff like that. But there are legitimate uses, too. And we mentioned that in the past, people would go on Google to see what their medical symptoms could possibly be. And Google was really bad because Google would find something that happens to 1 in 10 million people. And you would read that and you'd be like, that's what I got. I definitely have that. And you go into the doctor and they're like, you've got a bunion. And you know, you're like, I thought I was dying of some rare foot disease. And they're like, no, you have a bunion. Just stay off Google.
Yeah.
My doctor even has a sign. It's a joke, but he has a sign that says we charge extra if you've diagnosed yourself on Google before you came in. And which I got a kick out of when I saw that. But it turns out AI is more accurate than Google because AI does actually take into account whether or not this is a rare disease. And it doesn't tell you you have a deathly foot disease when all you have is a bunion. And people are starting to use AI now, not just to diagnose their problem, but they're going in after they meet with their doctor and checking up to see if the AI agrees with their doctor or not.
Oh.
So that's going to annoy doctors a lot, I think.
If I were the doctor, I would use it to second guess myself.
That is true.
Be like, I think it's this. What do you think, AI?
But not in front of the patient.
No, you go in the next
like,
room.
Hold on, I need to go consult some books very quickly. And then you're like, ChatGPT, my patient says they have a bunion. What do you think?
Or go consult some other doctors.
Yeah.
Dr.
ChatGPT.
If you're having to read a book, too, to figure out what's wrong with me, I'm like, you should have studied longer.
I disagree. I think it's awesome whenever my doctor would go in and say, I'm going to go read a few things, because that made me feel like he was keeping up to date with the latest stuff.
I want him to know it.
They can't possibly know everything.
I know they don't, but it makes me feel better.
Oh,
you
Lord.
Think that he's actually going to read? He's probably taking a smoke break. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go read a few books, and I'll get back with you in just a moment.
Well, I believed him.
And if I did that to you, said I got to go read a couple books, it'd be about 2 years later I'd come back to
you. Well, that's
you.
Why you're not a doctor.
I'm done.
No one expects that.
You still in there?
God, someday.
Just paid the copay.
Now, 2 out of 3 people think AI is trustworthy, and that is more trustworthy than social media or influencers, but they do trust doctors more than they trust AI. So they're using the AI as a kind of a checkup, but they still trust their doctor.
And to be fair, like you said, there is so much stuff out there. How can one person possibly know everything?
That's my feeling. It's like, okay, your doctor, he went to school, he learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's kept up with some classes and some learning along the way. But ChatGPT has read everything.
Well, think about medicines, too. Like, which medicines interact with each other? Which ones cancel each other out? All of that. There's so many medicines. There's no way that you would just know all of that.
Well, your doctor already has a cheat sheet with that, because when they type it into the computer to prescribe it to you, it flashes up warnings if you're taking something that interacts badly with the other. Mm-hmm. ChatGPT just takes that to a new level.
And they got all kinds of new medications coming out every year. And, like, how can you keep up with that?
Well, that's what the pharmacists, like, they send those pharmaceutical sales reps in to go talk to the doctor and be like, here's our new medicine, here's what it does.
Yeah, and takes them on trips and says, push this on your patients.
Well, it's going to be a lot more memorable if you heard about it in, like, you know, San Cabo than if you learned about it in the office.
Yeah.
True. But they say that ChatGPT is actually one of the areas where it does a decent job, which is diagnosing people, because it does have access to all the information, and it doesn't do like Google and just pick the worst thing.
And now you got that option. Do you want to go deeper? It's almost like a roller coaster ride when they go, you want to go faster?
What do you mean?
On the internet, it'll go, you want your AI to go deeper, even deeper on the internet, even a deeper AI. You've not seen that?
I don't know what you're meaning.
If you Google something, mm-hmm. it'll go, AI, you want to go deeper.
Oh, well, it's asking if you would like to go deeper into the topic.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think he meant?
With AI. I don't have any idea what he meant.
It says AI, though, on it. You want AI to go deeper.
You should not use the AI, I don't think.
Well, at least I know about it. I knew I had that option.
I understand. I just didn't think you understood what it meant.
Do you want to go super deep?
AI, when would this conversation end?
Soon, very soon.
As soon as I push this button right here.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I remember years ago when the only way to meet someone was by wandering up to a stranger in a bar or hoping your awful friend set you up with a random coworker. Well, those days are long gone now that the internet has set you up with pretty much anyone you want to. They have major sites that you see on TV and sometimes some oddly specific dating sites.
Yeah.
I did a little deep dive into this to find out some of the stranger dating websites that are out there. And it's kind of creepy because some of them are very, very stereotypically just sick, you know? I mean, if you think back to like the, who was the Playboy bunny that married the 80-year-old man, Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those situations.
Oh.
For example, agematch.com, the number one community for age gap dating. So this is for young women looking for old men who are about to die so they can get all their money.
Oh, no.
First thing in the bio, how's your blood pressure?
Yeah. Do you have diabetes?
I'm going to need a medical report first.
Yeah. This is an actual thing. Older men dating younger women. Now, they do allow for older women dating younger men, but I don't think that's the focus of this. There's also what's clearly some sort of a plan by the NBA to produce giant children for the future of the sport. It's called tallfriends.com.
Oh.
The number one dating site for tall singles and tall people admirers.
You know what? And I've had friends, girls that are taller, and they say it is a struggle to you know, go out on dates with some guys because there's a lot more shorter guys out there. Mm-hmm. And it really is a struggle for them.
And then they wear heels. It makes them even taller.
Well, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
I dated a girl that was a good bit taller than me in Tampa, Florida. And she would always say, you know, a lot of guys I date, that bothers them that I'm taller than them.
I wouldn't want to kiss.
And I was like, I don't mind at all, but could you stand on this lower step on the stairs here for me?
So I can kiss you goodnight.
All right. This is right there with the age gap dating website. It said wealthymen.com. At least you know they're dating you for who you are and not your bank account, right?
No, wink, wink.
Basically, ladies get to meet successful men with verified photos, verified professions, and verified income. So if you're a gentleman who has a great career and makes over $85,000 a year, you can meet beautiful and interesting women who are into you for your money.
Now, there should be a flip side to that for guys that don't make as much money and she makes more money.
There's not.
That's a shame.
The unemployed guy.
Yeah.
You're looking for an unemployed guy to take care of.
That's just called life.
Yeah.
Okay. This one is rather interesting. Furrymate.com.
Oh, my.
These are for people who like to dress up like cartoonish animals and would like to date someone else who shares that passion. This is for you. Imagine finding out your parents met on this site. That would be distressing.
You know what, though? If you do like to dress up in certain, you know, outfits and stuff and go to, you know, there's plenty of events you see, like comic cons and stuff like that. There's people out there that like to do that together.
That's true. And Renaissance festivals.
Yes.
All right. Embrace it.
Yes.
This seems oddly specific. SeaCaptainDate.com. If you're looking for a sea captain, it's the only place for sea captains to connect with women who share a love of the ocean.
Okay, well, not as specific for our area. Maybe do they have lake captains where you got a pontoon boat?
No, it doesn't have to be that. I think the idea partly is you got someone who's going to be gone a lot.
Oh.
I don't know if that's like maybe you feel like I would just do better with someone I don't have to see all the time.
Maybe the interest isn't sea captain. It's just, oh, yeah, he's got a boat. And I'll That's be out true. On the water this
yeah.
summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Womenbehindbars.com. Become a ray of hope in someone's life. You can make a difference. I don't really understand the attraction to someone who has already committed a felony.
Well, and they got caught, too, so they're not even good at it.
Exactly.
And then what profile picture do they use? They use one, like, where they got arrested?
Their mugshot.
Yeah, their mugshot.
All right. You may think this next one is silly, but imagine what happens when two farmers combine their crops into one glorious harvest. FarmersOnly.com.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
Wow, so you've seen that one before.
You know why she knows that? Because she was a future farmer of America. Yeah. She was probably on that website.
President, baby.
And you know what that means? You're not lonely because you're waking up with the chickens and getting out into a field.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So growing those fruits and vegetables.
StashPassions.com for mustache lovers only.
Oh.
Now, does it include women with mustaches or just men?
Equal opportunity.
That's a scary thing.
Tori showed us a picture of a lady the other day.
The mustache and
with
a
the
beard.
Mustache.
Still not completely sure that was a woman.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Tori, I don't know if you know the jingle for this one or not, but I'm sure it's difficult to be with someone who doesn't have the same allergy as you, but do you really want that to be the basis of your relationship at singleswithfoodallergies.com?
You don't have to be lonely.
singleswithfoodallergies.com.
I choose you.
I think that is good because, you know, you got peanut butter allergy or something like that.
That's true.
You got restaurants you got to choose, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
So I think that is actually a good one.
That would be weird because I couldn't date anybody with a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have peanut butter in my
house.
Me
too.
All right. This is a website I would avoid like plague. It's called CanDoBetter.com. It's a site that lets you post a picture of you and your partner, and then the members vote which of you could have done better in the relationship.
That's mean.
That does seem mean. I don't know if that's even a good thing for a dating site.
Mean but funny. You want to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, but imagine that you post it thinking that you're going to be the one with the compliments. And then you're like, oh, I'm the ugly one in this.
And who's that friend that was told you outpunted your score?
Coverage.
Yeah.
Outpunted my coverage.
That was a waitress.
that was Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
Thank you, Kato.
Yeah.
You knew that.
I know.
You're just being mean.
All right. I didn't want to call you out.
Finally, true love is never more pure than when it's created over the mutual love of a terrible haircut at mulletpassions.com.
Oh, wow.
That's an actual site.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Terrible. I mean, that's in the eyes of the beholder, right?
It's business in front, party in the back.
Yes, so.
So there are some oddly specific dating websites out there. You don't have any excuse if you can't find a date. There's a site for you.
Yeah, like LinkedIn. That's a great dating website, right?
Looking to network with other singles? Why not use the best app for connecting with your soulmate, LinkedIn?
I tried other dating apps, but they were all about physical looks. With LinkedIn Dating, I can see something way more important: employment status.
With LinkedIn Dating, it isn't just about resumes. We'll match you with a person who shares your same core competencies.
LinkedIn Dating found me a woman who knows Excel spreadsheets. Now those are some relevant skills.
Your LinkedIn Dating profile will use standard professional questions to speed up your recruiting process for a serious relationship.
I asked one guy, "Where do you see yourself in 5 years?" He replied, "Married to you." I hired/dated him the next day.
So subscribe to LinkedIn Dating. Isn't it time you landed a partner the same way you landed a job?
I fell in love the moment I saw her bottom line.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.